The Middle East is a historical and political region of Afro-Eurasia, with no clear boundaries. The term Middle East was popularized around 1900 in United Kingdom. It has a loose definition, traditionally encompassing countries or regions in Western Asia and parts of North Africa. The corresponding adjective to Middle East is Middle Eastern, and the derivative noun is Middle Easterner. The history of the Middle East dates back to ancient times, and throughout its history, the Middle East has been a major center of world affairs. The Middle East is also the geographic origin of three of the world's most significant religions: Christianity, Islam, Judaism. The Middle East generally has an arid and hot climate, with several major rivers providing for irrigation to support agriculture in limited areas. Many countries located around the Persian Gulf have large quantities of crude oil. In modern times, the Middle East remains a strategically, economically, politically, culturally, and religiously sensitive region. The etymology. The term Middle East may have originated in the 1850s in the British Indian Office, and became more widely known when American naval strategist Alfred Thayer Mahon used the term. During this time, the British and Russian empires were vying for influence in Central Asia, a rivalry which would be known as the Great Game. Mahon realized not only the strategic importance of the regions, but also of its center, the Persian Gulf. He labeled the area surrounding the Persian Gulf as the Middle East, and said that after the Suez Canal, it was the most important passage for Britain to control in order to keep the Russians from advancing towards India. Mahon first used this term in his article, The Persian Gulf and International Relations, published in September 1902 in the National Review, a British journal. Quote, "The Middle East, if I may adopt a term which I have not seen, will someday need its Malta, as well as its Gibraltar. It does not follow that either will be in the Persian Gulf. Naval force has a quality of mobility which carries with it the privilege of temporary absences, but it needs to find on every scene of operation established bases of refit, of supply, in the case of disaster, of security. The British Navy should have the facility to concentrate its force, if occasion arise, about Aden, India, and the Persian Gulf." Mahon's article was reprinted in the Times and followed in October by a 20-article series entitled The Middle East During Question, written by Sir Ignatius Valentine Chéreau. During this series, Chéreau expanded the definition of the Middle East to include those regions of Asia which extend to the borders of India or command the approaches of India, with the series end in 1903. The Times removed quotation marks from subsequent uses of the term. Until World War II, it was customary to refer to areas centered around Turkey and the eastern shore of the Mediterranean as the Near East, while the Far East centered on China. The Middle East then meant the area from Mesopotamia to Burma, namely the area between the Near East and the Far East. The sense described in this article evolved during the war, perhaps influenced by the ancient idea of Mediterranean as a sea in the middle. One widely used definition of the Middle East is that of the airline industry, mainly by the IATA Standards Organization. This definition, as of early 2007, includes Bahrain, Egypt, Iran, Iraq, Israel, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Palestinian territories, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Syrian Arab Republic, United Arab Emirates, and Yemen. This definition is used in worldwide airfare and tax collections for passengers and cargo. Many have criticized the term Middle East for what they seem as Eurocentrism, because it was originally used by Europeans, although Mahon was an American, and reflects the geographical position of the region from a European perspective. It is also criticized due to the fact that the term today is often used to only refer to the Arab world, making the situation more confused. Today, the term is used by Europeans and non-Europeans alike, unlike the similar term Mashrek, used exclusively in Arabic language context. The region is only east from the perspective of Europe. To an Indian, it lies to the west. To a Russian, it lies to the south. The description middle has also led to some confusion over changing definitions. Before the First World War, Near East was used in English to refer to the Balkans and the Ottoman Empire, while Middle East referred to Persia, Kurdistan, Afghanistan, present-day Pakistan, and Central Asia, Turkestan, and the Caucasus. In contrast, Far East referred to the countries of East Asia, e.g. China, Japan, Korea, Hong Kong, Taiwan, etc. Some critics usually advise using an alternative form, such as Western Asia. The official UN designation of the area is Western Asia. With the disappearance of the Ottoman Empire in 1918, Near East largely fell out of common use in English, while Middle East came to be applied to the re-emerging countries of the Islamic world. However, the usage of Near East was retained by a variety of academic disciplines, including archaeology and ancient history, where it describes an area identical to the term Middle East, which is not used by these disciplines. The Eisenhower Doctrine, a 1957 foreign policy of the United States government, was the first to officially use the term Middle East. Secretary of State John Foster Dulles defined the Middle East as the area lying between and including Libya on the west and Pakistan on the east, and Turkey on the north, and the Arabian Peninsula to the south, plus the Sudan and Ethiopia. By 1958, the State Department explained that the term Near East and Middle East were interchangeable and defined the region as including only Egypt, Syria, Israel, Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Bahrain, and Qatar. The Associated Press style book says that the Near East, formerly referred to as the farthest west countries, while Middle East referred to the eastern ones, but that now they are synonymous, and instructs, use Middle East unless Near East is used by a source in a story. Mideast is also acceptable, but Middle East is preferred. At the United Nations, the numerous documents and resolutions about the Middle East are in fact concerned with the Arab-Israel conflict, in particular the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and therefore with the four states of the Levant. The term Near East is occasionally heard at the UN when referring to this region. Translations. There are terms similar to Near East and Middle East in other European languages, but since it is a relative description, the meaning depends upon the country and different from the English terms generally. In German, the term Nahr Osten, Near East, is still common use, although nowadays the term Mittler Osten is more and more common. In Russian, or Bliznia Vostok, Near East, Bulgarian, unpronounceable by me, Near East, or Polish, Bliski Wuska, I hope I pronounced that right, remains as the only appropriate term for the region. However, some languages do have Middle East equivalents, such as French Moyen Orient and the Italian Medio Oriente. Again, my pronunciation may be wrong on those. Perhaps due to the influence of the Western press, the Arabic equivalent of Middle East,
Ash-Sharq Aswat, Aswat, hopefully again pronounced correctly, has become standard usage in the mainstream Arabic press, comprehending the same meaning as the term Middle East in North American and Western Europe usage. The Persian equivalent of Middle East is, again my pronunciation may be incorrect, Kaviraya Zarminia in Unipers. I'm sure I slaughtered that. History. The Middle East lies at the juncture of Eurasia and Africa, and of the Middle Mediterranean Sea and the Indian Ocean. It is the birthplace and spiritual center of Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Yazidi, and in Iran, Mithraism, Zoroastrianism, Manichaeism, and the Baha'i Faith. Throughout its history, the Middle East has been a major center of world affairs, a strategically, economically, politically, culturally, and religiously sensitive area. The earliest civilizations, Mesopotamia and ancient Egypt, originated in the Fertile Crescent and Nile Valley regions of the ancient Near East, as well as the civilizations of the Levant, Persia, Arabian Peninsula. The Middle East region was first unified in the Achaemenid Empire, followed later by the Macedonian Empire. It would be the Arab Caliphate of the Middle Ages, however, that would first unify the Middle East as a distinct region and create the dominant ethnic identity that persists today. The Seljuk Empire would also later dominate the region. The modern Middle East began after World War I, when the Ottoman Empire, which was allied with the defeated Central Powers,
participated in a number of, or was partitioned into a number of separate nations. Other defining events in this transformation include the establishment of Israel in 1948 and the departure of European powers, notably Britain and France. These were supplanted in some part by the rising influence of the United States. In the 20th century, the region's significant stocks of crude oil gave it new strategic and economic importance. Mass production of oil began around 1945 with Saudi Arabia, Iran, Kuwait, Iraq, and the United Arab Emirates having large quantities of oil. Estimated oil reserves, especially in Saudi Arabia and Iran, are some of the highest in the world, and the international oil cartel, OPEC, is dominated by Middle Eastern countries. During the Cold War, the Middle East has a theater of ideological struggle, or was a theater of ideological struggle between the two superpowers, the United States and the Soviet Union, as they competed to influence regional allies. Of course, besides the political reasons, there was also the ideological conflict between the two systems. Moreover, as Louise Fauquiset argues, among many important areas of contention, or perhaps more accurately of anxiety, were first the desire of the superpowers to gain strategic advantage in the region. Second, the fact that the region contained some two-thirds of the world's oil reserves in a context where oil was becoming increasingly vital to the economy of the Western world. Within this context framework, the United States sought to divert the Arab world from Soviet influence. Throughout the 20th and into the 21st century, the region has experienced both periods of relative peace and tolerance and periods of conflict and war. Current issues include the Iraq War, Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and the Iranian nuclear program. Geography. The Middle East defines a geographical area, but does not have precisely defined borders. The modern definition of the region includes Bahrain, Egypt, Iran, Iraq, Israel, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Oman, the Palestinian territories, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Turkey, and the United Arab Emirates, and Yemen. Egypt, with its Sinai Peninsula in Asia, is considered part of the Middle East, although most of the countries lie geographically in North Africa. Most of that country does. According to international media, North African nations without Asian links, such as Libya, Tunisia, and Algeria, are increasingly being called North African. The Middle East is primarily arid and semi-arid, and can be subject to drought. Nonetheless, there exist vast expanses of forests and fertile valleys. The region consists of grasslands, rangelands, deserts, and mountains. K2 in northern Pakistan rises 8,611 meters above sea level to become the highest peak in the Middle East. Water shortages are problems in many parts of the Middle East, with rapidly growing populations, increasing demand for water, while salinization and pollution threaten water supplies. Major rivers, including the Nile and the Euphrates, provide sources of irrigation water to support agriculture. Topography. While Middle East mainly contains areas with low relief, portions of Turkey, Iran, and Yemen include mountainous terrain. The Anatolian Plateau is sandwiched between the Pontus Mountains and the Taurus Mountains in Turkey. Mount Ararat in Turkey rises 5,165 meters, and K2, located in Pakistan, rises 8,611 meters and is the highest peak in the Middle East. The Zagros Mountains are located in Iran, in areas along its border with Iraq. The central plateau of Iran is divided into two drainage basins. The northern basin is Dasht-e-Kavir, Great Salt Lake, or Great Salt Desert, and Dasht-e-Alut in the southern basin. In Yemen, elevations exceed 3,700 meters in many areas, and the highland areas extend north along the Red Sea coast and north into Lebanon. A fault zone also exists around the Red Sea, with continental rifting creating trough-like topography with areas located well below sea level. The Dead Sea, located on the border between the West Bank, Israel, and Jordan, is situated at 418 meters, that's at 1,371 feet, below sea level, making it the lowest point on the surface of the Earth. A large lowland belt is located on the Arabian Peninsula, with central Iraq, through Saudi Arabia into Oman and Arabia and the Arabian Sea. The Euphrates and Tigris River cut through the lowland belt in Iraq and flow into the Persian Gulf. Rubah Khalat, one of the world's largest sand deserts, spans the southern third of Arabian Peninsula in Saudi Arabia, parts of Oman, the United Arab Emirates, and Yemen. Jebel al-Akkad is a small range of mountains located in northeastern Oman, bordering the Gulf of Oman. Geology. Three major tectonic plates converge on the Middle East, including the African, Eurasian, and Arabian plates. The boundaries between the tectonic plates make up the Azores-Gibraltar Ridge, extending across North Africa and the Red Sea and into Iran. The Arabian plate is moving northward into the Anatolian plate, which is Turkey, as the East Anatolian Fault. And the boundary between the Aegean and Anatolian plate is eastern Turkey is also seismically active. Water resources. Several major aquifers provide water to large portions of the Middle East. In Saudi Arabia, two large aquifers of Paleozoic and Triassic origins are located near the Jebel Tuwak Mountains and areas west in the Red Sea. The Cretaceous and Eocene origin aquifers are located beneath large portions of central and eastern Saudi Arabia, including Wasya and Biad, which contains amounts of both fresh water and saline water. The Nubian aquifer system underlies large areas of North Africa. The Great Man-Made River Project in Libya utilizes an extensive network of pipelines to transport water from the Nubian aquifer to its population centers. Recharge for these deep rock aquifers is on the order of thousands of years, but the aquifers are essentially non-renewable resources. Flood or furrow irrigation, as well as sprinkler methods, are extensively used for irrigation, covering nearly 90,000 square kilometers across the Middle East for agriculture. Demographics. The Middle East is home of numerous ethnic groups, including Arabs, Turks, the Habesha people, Persians, Jews, Armenians, Egyptians, Kurds, Assyrians, Azeris, Circassians, Berbers, Nubians, Samaritans, and Turkmens. Religions. The Middle East is very diverse when it comes to religions, most of which originated there. Islam is in its many forms, is by far the largest religion in the Middle East, but other faiths such as Judaism and Christianity are also important. There are also important minority religions like Baha'i, Druze, Yazdanism, and Zoroastrianism. Languages. Languages of the Middle East span many different families, including Indo-European, Afro-Asiatic, and Altaic. Arabic, in its numerous varieties, and Persian are most widely spoken in the region, with Arabic being the most widely spoken language in the Arab countries. Other languages spoken in the region include Armenian, Syriac, a form of Aramaic, Azeri, Berber languages, Circassian, Persian, Jalaki languages, and Mazandarani languages. Hebrew, in its numerous varieties, Kurdish, Luri, Turkish, and other Turkic languages, Urdu, Greek. In Turkey, Kurdish, Dimli or Zaza, Azeri, Kabardian, and Gagauz languages are spoken, in addition to the Turkic language or Turkish language. English is also spoken, especially among the middle and upper class, in countries such as Egypt, Jordan, Israel, Iraq, Pakistan, and Kuwait. French is spoken in Algeria, Israel, Lebanon, Morocco, Syria, and Egypt. Urdu is spoken in many Middle Eastern countries, such as Pakistan and Arab states in the United Arab Emirates, Israel, and Qatar, which have large numbers of Pakistani immigrants. The largest Romanian-speaking community in the Middle East is found in Israel, where as of 1995, Romanian is spoken by 5% of the population. Romanian is spoken mostly as a second language by people from Arab-speaking countries that made their studies in Romania. It is estimated that almost 500,000 Middle Eastern Arabs studied in Romania during the 1980s. Russian language is also spoken by a large portion of the Israeli population due to emigration in the late 1990s. Economy. Middle Eastern economies range from nations being very poor, such as Gaza and Yemen, to extremely wealthy, such as UAE and Saudi Arabia. Overall, as of 2007, according to the CIA World Factbook, all nations in the Middle East are maintaining a positive rate of growth. The two largest Middle Eastern economies, according to the CIA World Factbook, are Turkey, which is $388.6 billion, and Saudi Arabia, which is $302.3 billion in terms of real GDP, and Iran, $852.6 billion, and Turkey, $667.7 billion in terms of GDP per PPP. When it comes to per capita PPP-based income, the three top countries are UAE at the top at $49,700, followed by Qatar, $29,800. And then comes Kuwait, $23,100. The two lowest-ranking countries in the Middle East in terms of per capita income are Yemen, $1,000 as of 2006, and Iraq, $1,900 as of 2006. The economic structure of Middle Eastern nations are different in the sense that while some nations are heavily dependent on export of only oil and oil-related products, Saudi Arabia, UAE, and Kuwait, others have a highly diverse economic base, Turkey and Egypt. Industries of the Middle Eastern region includes oil and oil-related products, agriculture, cotton, cattle, dairy, textiles, leather products, surgical instruments, defense equipment, including guns, ammunition, tanks, submarines, fighter jets, UAVs, and missiles. Banking is also an important sector of the economies, especially in the case of UAE and Bahrain. Tourism, with exception to Turkey and Egypt, remains largely unexplored and underdeveloped due to the conservative nature of the region as well as due to political turmoil in certain regions of the Middle East. In recent years, however, countries such as UAE, Bahrain, and Jordan have begun experiencing greater number of tourists due to improving tourist facilities and relaxing of tourism-related policies.